You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan right now. Brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring you Dallas Cowboys Executive Vice President Stephen Jones. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys.
Man, we've talked
a lot. You had a good Christmas.
Yeah, I hope you had a good Christmas as well. I feel like we all know kind of the lore of the Jones cabin after Thanksgiving. Is there a big family post-Christmas tradition?
No, not really. There's more of a Christmas tradition, which is at my parents' house, and we do that, and do that usually a couple days beforehand and around ball games. But it's a great time, and between my brother, sister, and I and our children, we get to hang out with Gene and Jerry, and we have a really festive afternoon and evening.
You know, we talked to Jerry leading into that Christmas game, and I'm sure this is the hope for you, the hope for the league. Do you feel like Christmas football can become as entrenched in our society as Thanksgiving football is?
Absolutely. I think people are relaxed. I think they're looking for entertainment. I think they're looking, you know, to get the get a lot of things off their mind and just enjoy their families. And I think sport and football certainly has a way to do that, a way about it that people really embrace it. They certainly have shown they do it at Thanksgiving, and I think we can grow this into something very special.
You know, Dak has talked a whole lot about closing the season with pride and reaching 500 for the season. What would getting that final win and finishing at 500 mean to you and to the organization?
Yeah, I think it's obviously something we've got our eye on the ball on. I mean, we're, you know, disappointed we're in this position. We really, you know, felt like after that three-game run during Thanksgiving that we were getting back in it and had a shot, but we didn't play our best ball there for, you know, starting with Detroit. But, you know, feel like we're getting our hands around it again, and certainly, you know, it would be something we could build off of in the offseason is finish strong. And, you know, we just feel like we got a lot of pieces in place between you know, obviously the offense had a great year, and we still got a lot of work to do on defense. It just never quite came around to the level that we need it to be to, you know, to be competing for a championship. And that's where we have to be. But at the same time, we do think we put a lot of pieces, you know, on that defensive side of the ball. Certainly we've fired up about, you know, having two number one picks going into the off season, and, you know, just feel like we're really heading into a good direction with Shoddy and his staff and this football team, and it'd be great to finish strong.
And Stephen, sticking with those picks that you mentioned, you and the front office members mentioned around the draft season that you usually finish with less than 20 or so first round grades, somewhere like 16 to 17 on a good year. And there's a chance you could be picking outside of that talent window. What would you say to people that are more concerned about picking within that talent window versus finishing the year strong?
Yeah, I just think you know, finishing and winning is so important. And, you know, I still think we're going to be right there where there's some, and, our 1-2-0 grades are really a lot of them are just right borderline first round grades. And there's been a lot of great players come out of those 1-2-0s. And we just feel like there's going to be similar type players once you get into where we're probably going to be picking, which is, you know, probably somewhere between 11 and 21 if you count Green Bay's pick, and just think there's going to be some good football players there.
Fair to assume we all really want Green Bay to lose in the first round of the playoffs, though, right?
I hate to root against people, but yes, they would understand why we're rooting against them. And yeah, we want our picks, obviously their pick, to be as good as it can possibly be. So whoever they're up against, I'm sure we'll have we'll be rooting for them.
You know, a couple of weeks ago, we talked about Javonte Williams. I wanted to shift gears and get your thoughts on the play of Jadeveon Clowney this season. And when he talks about he wants to be ready earlier next year and everything, do you think he is merited a spot on this team next year?
Absolutely. I mean, he's played a very high level. He's played, he's been one of our best pressure players, and obviously has a great pedigree being the first pick in the draft, albeit a few years ago. But, no, we'd love to have Jadeveon back. We'll be talking with his guys right away, and would love to get him in the mix. And love, because he is a leader, we'd love to have him in the mix from the get-go, which would be outstanding. So hopefully we've got, with his willingness to want to be here and us wanting him to be here, hopefully we can figure something out.
You know, you've always, over the years, always given us really good insight on the salary cap. I'm curious, and maybe the process changes every single year, do you guys sit down and you go, well, we're going to, you know, flip the switch on Dak, Tyler, CD, whatever the case is, and this is the real amount of money that we're going to be working with going into the offseason?
Yeah, we've already, we have our different iterations of the cap, and certainly have iterations where we work the majority of, if not all of our high-priced guys, and seeing what we can really do here to keep, guys like George Pickens and Javonte Williams, and as you mentioned, Jadeveon Clowney, and, see if we can keep those guys around. And certainly that's what we've been working on. We've been our group that works in and around our cap have been hard at it, and we'll take a long, hard look at it and see what we have there. Obviously, we've added some players, and when you look at guys like Kenny Clark and Q and those guys, so obviously those guys are going to be a big part of it. We signed Osa last year, so we feel like we're in good shape, and that we can certainly make this team better, and we plan on doing that.
And Kenny Clark feels like a unique situation in terms of he's still under contract, but there's no guaranteed money left on the contract. Does that give both sides some more flexibility to make sure something can be worked out?
Absolutely. And Kenny's just been more than advertised for us. He's a leader. He's a man's man. He's great on the field. He's great off the field in the room with the guys. He's a guy we want to have around here.
And Stephen, focusing on the defense, specifically on the linebacker position, I want to know your thoughts on Logan Wilson and his progression, as he did not play a single snap last week. And just overall, what you think needs to be done at that position group going into the offseason.
Yeah, I mean, that was unfortunate with Logan. We had just they didn't have many snaps throughout the game, much less obviously in the first half, very few snaps. And, we'll say it was I wouldn't call it a mistake, but some confusion in terms of how that rotation was supposed to go with Coach Braganzi and the rotation there. It was certainly wasn't the intent for him not to play a snap, but, sometimes the game with not many snaps on one particular side of the ball, things can not go according to plan. So I'm sure Shadi will address that as well, but certainly think a lot of Logan and what he brings to the table. But, we're going to roll up.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Our sleeves and look at all the areas where we have to improve. And K-9's had his moments this year where he's played well, and he's obviously very talented, and Logan's obviously a guy we think can help there, but we've got to, you know, really roll up our sleeves and see how we can make this defense better in the offseason.
Confusion on the part of the player or the position coach?
The position coach and the staff, the defensive staff.
Well, we appreciate the time very much in the talk about momentum going into that final game. We're all looking forward to it on Sunday. Thank you very much for the time, good sir.
Thanks, guys.
There you go. Stephen Jones right here on 105.3 The Fan. Look, man, that does not seem good for the potential stability of the defensive coaching staff.
Yeah.
Right there, it's confusion on the part of the position coach. And then the other thing, Clowney, Clark, and Jadeveon, you hear just really positive talk about them, but I get it. It's easier to say now positive things about the player as opposed to, hey, there's other offers out there in the world, and maybe you're like, hey, we want to keep him, but not for that money. In terms of Jadeveon and Javonte Williams, Kenny Clark is under contract, and that's one of the things I think people get it twisted when they look at the Cowboys salary cap. He hits at 21.5 next year, but there's no guaranteed money. So you can finesse that in a number of different ways if you want to keep Kenny Clark on the team.
Yeah, and Kenny Clark I do want to keep on the team because by all accounts, he's right about the impact he's had in the locker room. He seems like a guy that people can lean on, especially some of these younger guys and some of these guys that you don't really know what their future looks like.
Right.
Heck, Perrion Winfrey had to play. So guys like him can go to Kenny Clark and ask for help and ask for advice. But on the other side, you mentioned Jadeveon Clowney. I want him back probably more than any player on this team because I think people don't really realize the impact he's had. You see it
run
on the field
too.
Run stopping, he's been phenomenal. His motor, even after how many years in the league, he has been fantastic. But I still go back to two things. His first week after he signed here, he was still ramping up, so they didn't have him work in that first day of practice, but he was in his jersey and everything. What was he doing? He was talking to all the edge guys and showing them techniques and working on stuff on the side. And then two, his quote last week about staying motivated in the last two games, going into last week's game and to this week's game, he said, look, they pay me to play a game.
Right.
You know, and why would I let anybody down? My teammates, ownership, my family that flies out to come watch and everything, there's people counting on me. So I love everything that he's about as a person, but on the field, he's playing way better than I expected, too.
Okay, let me throw this out there. This year, 1 year, $3.5 million with a possible $6 million. I tell you, he comes back to the table and says, I want 1 year, $6 million guaranteed with possible bonuses that get it up to $7.5 or $8
million. I'm doing it.
Yeah?
Easily.
Okay.
I think he's been that good for you.
Okay, good to know. Now, we asked for a lot of people, I'm assuming for most leagues, this is the preference. This is championship weekend for fantasy football, although I have no doubt some folks out there listening are like, yes, that is what it should have been, but it's not. So we asked, what do you need to happen on Monday Night Football to win your league championship from the 979? I need them Rams to rest Stafford up. I'm up 12 points right now. That's going to be the theme you're going to hear in some of these texts. It is possible. Do I think that's what's going to happen? Not necessarily, but I will be rooting for you. From the 817, I need 52 points from Puka, Pitts, and the Rams defense to win the championship. It's not impossible. And I'll tell you this. If you needed someone to just randomly pop a 40-point game for you, I feel like Puka Nacua is pretty high up on my list of possible candidates.
I'm actually not too worried for you in that situation. Usually whenever you're saying I need the combination of these three things, including a defense, to get me more than like 30 points, I'm like, yeah, keep dreaming. But heck, even Kyle Pitts has shown you this season that he might be
that's a good point.
He might be the only read on some plays that are going towards the sideline, and it will probably work because he is bringing his career back to life. I'm rooting for you because I think it's possible. I really do.
It feels like Matthew Stafford is the pivot player for pretty much all of these.
Pivot!
Although, from the 817, I need a time machine to go back to the summer. From the 214, I need Puka for 30. Ooh. From the another 214, I need Stafford and Puka to crap the bed. And then, oh, this one's tough. From the 903, hey, you made it to the championship at least. I'm losing 189-45. I need Stafford to throw for like 1,000 yards at least in this game. Man.
What happened?
Oh, that is tough. For the 601, I need the other 13 teams to withdraw. And then from the 817, this person needs 70 points from Stafford. You know, I really might connect you with that 903 person, and you guys can just root. Like, the first pass is an 80-yard bomb, and you're like, we got this! And then from the 817, I wouldn't hesitate to sign Clowney to an incentive deal that maxes out at $10 million. And so one of the reasons I wanted to bring that up again is Jadeveon Clowney talked about, hey, I want to be ready earlier.
Yeah.
And even insinuated, hey, maybe I'll go to training camp. But like that he wants to be ready earlier so he doesn't have to knock off the rust early in the season. And if that's the case, I think you've seen enough from him to make a moderate investment in that.
Yeah, and you saw his first couple games were a little bit rusty, and he was the first to say it post-game. Like, yeah, haven't played football in a while. That kind of hurt, you know? But I think it was like a month in, he was like, I'm feeling great. I've got my timing back. Like, he was saying all the right things. Like, everything's kind of come back to me. And if he does want to commit, you know, to actually showing up, training camp, I know it's not what it used to be in terms of workload, but it's probably nice to just be in the system and in the mix and running and moving and lifting. And hey, you're probably going to have a new defensive play caller. You're going to have to pick up his scheme too.
I mean, look, one of those things that we just heard in that interview did not instill a lot of confidence. Okay, a couple more real quick. From the 940, I need 75 points from Stafford and Pitts. From the 469, I need Puka and Pitts to combine for a negative 15 and I'm golden. And then there's this. From the 214, I need Bijan to not score 72 points and I win. And again, I would be uber ridiculously confident. But then if Bijan on the first play from scrimmage broke off like an 80-yard touchdown, even though you're like, well, that could never happen for the whole game. Isn't there like a tiny part of you that's like, oh, no. Am I about to get careered? Am I about to get like all-time fantasy gamed and lose this championship? You'd probably be fine. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Now we're going to move AM on the FM to 1 o'clock today because coming up next, we will talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnuolo, right here on 105.3 The Fan.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.